my philosophy in vehicles is pretty simple. You drive what the local boys drive. Because they're going to know how to fix it. They're going to know how to work on it. And because it's the vehicle of choice and favor, the parts are going to be more readily available. And if you've got the same make and model, if something happens, there's a good chance that that happens to your buddies. You already know, hey, that's exactly what happened to mine. Here's what you got to do to fix it. And you go to any job site, you go to any rodeo, you go anywhere on the road, and Arizona is Ford country. And if you look close at those license plates, most of those vehicles are going to say Sanderson Ford. And get this, they're closed almost 2 months a year. They're always closed on Sunday. They're closed for Christmas. They're closed on Easter. They allow time for their family. And they're still Arizona's number one Ford dealership. It's because of the quality of people that they have there. You're not dealing with used car salesmen. There's no scams. No, you know, their business philosophy is people just deserve to be treated right. So car buying is on your to-do this weekend. It's got to be today because, again, Sanderson Ford not open on Sunday. 51st Avenue in Glendale. And I happen to notice, Todd, I passed a house yesterday with a crew replacing the air conditioning system. And there was two Ford trucks with Rias logos on it out in front. I noticed you've got a couple Fords in your fleet.
Yeah, we do. We are strictly Ford. So.
Strictly Ford. Yeah. All right.
Well, nowadays it's tough to just buy trucks. So when we can get our hands on them, we buy the Fords.
And we've got Todd Russo in from Rias Air Conditioning and Heating. And we were talking about it earlier that it's the time of year to do a preseason maintenance checkup on your air conditioning. Why is that so important?
Well,
it was working fine when I left the house. Why do I need to worry about it?
Well, obviously, our air conditioning systems. I mean, you were kind of making the analogy, or you were discussing Sanderson Ford, and kind of made me think of an analogy. You drive a car, you maintain it, right? You understand, and it's pretty readily known that you're going to have to change your oil, you're going to have to change your brakes, you're going to have to change your tires, you're going to have to do these things to keep the vehicle on the road. Well, your air conditioning is the same way. There's a lot of things that can go wrong with it. It's always important before you send it into that really tough season of summer in Arizona that we get it ready. We make sure there aren't any problems, but we also do some cleaning. We do some adjusting. We do some tightening and make sure the system is operating correctly. So it's the money you spend on maintenance for an air conditioning system is probably the best money you could spend on your home.
And I don't want to spend too much time sidebarred on this, but I got to ask now, can you get air conditioning units?
Yes, you can.
You're talking about how hard it is to get vehicles and how hard we were talking about roofing supply chain. I mean, what's the air conditioning? And I know that not even just COVID, but there was a big tornado in Texas that took out a train manufacturing facility that really offset production.
It definitely did. I will say this. If your unit is 10 years or older and you're considering getting a new air conditioning unit, obviously there's a lot of benefits to doing that. It's something you probably want to plan before you just, in the old days, you can make a call and we could have it out there and installed on your house the next day. We used to be primarily a train dealer. We still are one of the largest train dealers. But we also picked up two new lines with Lennox and Daikin just so that we have the capacity to go across lines and get additional equipment if there is a shortage on a specific train piece of equipment, something of that nature. So that's one of the things we've done to make sure we have the equipment available when it's time to replace the unit. But I would tell listeners that nowadays planning is important.
Yes.
And if you hire us or another contractor to do a maintenance, they're going to take a look at all the components of the system and give you a true analysis of where you currently are. And then you can start making decisions and start planning towards that direction. So,
and as the summer months come, you're going to hear a lot of different radio ads and a lot of different American contractors. They all have their own schedule. Service our 17 offers. Point yeah. checkups. Schedule yeah. our patented 32 point system. And, you know, they've all got some kind of little catchphrase. But I mean, what are you looking at when they come out?
So I've seen these maintenances. Recently, I saw an advertisement for a competitor. It was $17.75.
You can't even turn the ignition on your truck for that.
So here's what I would tell. Here's my opinion on maintenance. We're a family-owned business. Nowadays, air conditioning. Most air conditioning companies in Phoenix, Arizona, they're now owned by private equity companies and conglomerates. And every one of my competitors seem to have sold over the last 2 years. And you know, it's changed how they do business. They used to provide really good services and good customer service to the client. Now it's all about how much money they make for their equity investors. So, you know, you spoke about inexpensive services. You want to pay for your maintenance. And I'll tell you why. Most air conditioning companies, not ours, not Rheus, we pay our guys hourly to do work. But most air conditioning companies, what they do is they pay, they offer these loss leader services anywhere from $17 to $80, $75. And they don't provide any maintenance for you. What they do is they send, you spoke about how Sanderson Ford doesn't have the used car salesman. They send an HVAC salesman to your home. He's a technician, but he comes and evaluates your system with the intent of selling you services. And candidly,
they've spent more time training him how to sell something than fix something.
Well, it's more than that. And this is kind of the dirty little secret of the air conditioning industry. They send a technician to your home. They don't pay that technician to perform the service. They literally either give them, you know, some nominal fee like $10, or they pay them zero. And they say, you get nothing for performing the service, but whatever you sell will give you a really hefty commission. So what do you think they do when they show up to your house, right? Their intent is to sell you things because that's the only way the technician makes money. And I just don't believe in that philosophy. You know, we're here to provide service that's valuable to the customer. And so we don't operate like that. Our guys get paid hourly rates to go actually perform service. Now, we do have a less expensive service that's an $89 maintenance. But I recommend to my friends and my family, to myself, we offer $159 what we call Comfort Club membership. And that provides anywhere from $500 to $700 worth of actual maintenance. And the reason why we offer that service is we don't want to be this kind of bait and switch company. We want to say, hey, here's what we recommend you do to your air conditioning units. We want to clean that outdoor condensing. We want to do a condenser clean on that outdoor condenser. We want to adjust refrigerant if necessary. We want to do a proper condensate clean. We want to get your system running at peak condition. And I don't want to do it in a method where we come out and start offering all of these services a la carte in an effort to make more money. We want to say, hey, this is what we recommend. This is what it costs. If you want to hire us to do it, great. We're going to perform those services.
And an air conditioning system, it looks very complicated. And there's a ton of technology in the units today. I mean, the amount of electronic equipment and components is, you know, you're back to the car analogy. You could lift the hood of a 1960s truck and name what every part was. Well, right. That's the steering pump fluid. That's the radiator. That's the carburetor.
Yeah. There's 17 computers.
I open
in it
and I'm like, what? What? Right. And there's not even room to move around in there. You know, you used to be able to sit inside the hood of your truck working on it. There's no room to do anything. It's air conditioning. That kind of technology has been incorporated. We didn't get from a 2 SEER unit to a 20 SEER unit by not having a huge technology and development and engineering increase. So
absolutely,
it seems like a complicated issue, but air conditioning at its source, it's just an exchange of energy.
Yeah, all you're doing is moving heat, and heat is energy. So what we're doing with an air conditioning system is we have effectively two coils and two fans, right? So we're taking the heat out of the air, moving it to the refrigerant, then bringing that refrigerant outside, and then removing that heat from the refrigerant through coils and fans. So it's imperative that the fans are not over, you know, that the motors on the fans are running properly. It's imperative that the electrical components that drive those fans are performing correctly and tight. It's imperative that those coils are clean, because if they're dirty, you're not getting that heat exchange you need to make the system operate correctly. So ironically, I just had the service performed at my house. So the guys came out, so I met them out there. And I have brand new air conditioning systems because I have a brand new house. And I was shocked. And again, I own an air conditioning company. I'm looking at air conditioning units all day. I'm out on them all day. I was shocked at how dirty my outdoor equipment was in brand new equipment, brand new house. But, you know, you think about it, it's a dusty climate, right? We don't. So, you know, even on a brand new system, there's a lot of value in the maintenance. So,
yeah. And, you know, the storms and that static electricity out there, I mean, the dust sticks to everything. And what is the benefit of cleaning that off? It makes the unit more efficient.
Right. So let's talk about a couple different things. So the outdoor condensing unit, if it's clean, it's gonna allow that refrigerant to do its job better. It's going to take the heat from the refrigerant and bring it to the outside air a lot easier. So efficiency there. The indoor systems, it's the same. You know, you're taking the heat out of the air on the indoor coil, so cleanliness is critical there because we get that proper heat exchange. One of the things people don't take into consideration is your air conditioning system delivers its cooling capacity through airflow, right? So people are like, well, does it really make a difference? Yes. If you have poor airflow, you're going to reduce the cooling capacity of that air conditioning system dramatically. In fact, studies by NCI say that the average air conditioning system only delivers like 68% of its cooling capacity because of situations related to airflow. So you take that blower wheel and you just have a slight dusting on it. What ends up happening, it's got a concurved blade and you reduce the amount of air it can move. So guess what happens? You reduce the performance of the equipment exponentially just by having a dirty blower wheel. So simple things like cleaning those puts a lot less pressure and wear and tear on the system, but it also performs a lot better.
And when we're looking at cleaning an air conditioning unit in the state of Arizona, you have to be licensed to open up the equipment.
Well, there's two licenses. Number one, you have to, I guess a homeowner in theory could take his air conditioning unit apart. I don't think the state's going to come down on there. They're not allowed to touch the refrigeration system because you need to be EPA certified there. You don't want your handyman doing it. That would be against the Register of Contractors standards. But more importantly, you want somebody who's there to check, you know, go through a specific process to make sure it's performing correctly. If you do it yourself, you got to be really careful.
Well, and there's elements that you can't even do yourself. Like if you need to adjust the Freon, it's not like I can go buy Freon. I mean,
you wouldn't have the
equipment to, you know, make sure the right amount's in there, because you can have too much Freon or you could have not enough.
Right. So that's kind of the point we talked about, the loss leader, where other companies just try to get in the door. They could come out and identify that you need some adjustment to your refrigerant, which is fairly common. I mean, the three things we added to our upgraded service, which is our Comfort Club for 159, is we added refrigerant adjustments up to 1 pound. We added the outdoor chemical condenser clean, and we added a true condensate flush with either compressed air or nitrogen, or we have a vacuum adapter system that we can use. All three of which you would need to be a professional to do those things. The reason why we added those three services is because those are the most common things that the homeowner is going to need when we come out and inspect your unit, right? Like I said to myself, they came out to my house. I didn't think I was going to need a condenser coil chemical clean. I was shocked at the before and after pictures of what it looked like, right? So the reason why we package those services for 159 is because those are the most common things that we identify that need to be performed. So I would rather say up front, hey, we know we're going to need at least one or two of these items in your house, rather than charge you $500 when I get there. It's $159 for us to come out and we'll do all three of these. Clearly, sometimes we come to houses and they don't need refrigerant adjustment, so we're not going to add refrigerant if you don't need it. But the service is intended to be a true maintenance rather than just a loss leader to get a commission-based salesperson in your home.
Now, we can do a lot here at Rosie on the House, but we can't stop the clock. So when we get back, this will give you a minute, and it'll let me get a drink of water. But the story on refrigerant, is R22 out? What's the deal with Freon? And, you know, can you get it? Did they stop making it? What do we need to know? And that there's very tricky wording I've heard around that, back to your bait and switch, that people can use, that I think Arizona homeowners need to be aware of. So we'll cover that right after this.